Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome, everyone.
What's so funny?
It's National Tell a Joke Day.
Let me tell a joke.
Oh, do tell me this is a joke.
Please tell me this is a joke.
A joke. Just a joke.
You know I got jokes.
Tell a joke day.
Joking.
We are jokes.
Ain't no joke.
Knock. Who's there?
It's showtime.
Oh, you two and you guys rock, okay?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. This is show number 2390.
Okay.
Is that right?
Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay.
2390. Carla, it's Tuesday.
Okay.
National Joke Day today. And you had mentioned it's something else yesterday.
It's National Roller Coaster Day.
National Roller Coaster Day.
Yeah, I posted an article, and there is one place that's offering, like, kind of a special on some fun stuff, and that's over at the Strat.
So oh.
You got, like, a buy one, get one going on over there. So
you got the roller coaster at the Strat. New York.
Yeah, you got that. You got Circus Adventure Dome as well, if you want to go inside, which might be good this time of year.
What about the one out at Buffalo
that's
Bills out
still
Prim?
Running. It's not still running. I know. During the pandemic, that stopped. And, boy, I was out there not so long ago either, and it wasn't running. A friend of mine wanted to ride it. It's like, oh, it's not, what? No. Yeah, that went right through the casino. That was kind of fun. It's like,
remember when that opened up?
Yeah.
And my daughters, who love roller coasters,
right?
We went out there, and they said, "Dad, you have to go." I'm not a big roller coaster guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, just not.
Yeah, right.
Got to go on it. So I said, "All right." And they weren't very old. Sat right in front.
Yeah.
And the big thing about the roller coaster out at Prim was it went like straight down.
Yeah.
I'm in the first car.
Yeah.
I said, what am I doing here?
Oh, that's, yeah. I'm not, oof, yeah. I love roller coasters. I don't like the drop. That I don't like. I don't like the drop. I can do the loop-de-loops now. I thought I was really not into them. And then I got back on a few years back, and I really do enjoy them. The loops are fine. The bank turns are fine. But I cannot do those high drops where, you know, your like G-force is just where you black out. People literally black out on those drops.
That was great.
Did you black out? No, I grayed. I grayed out, though. So maybe much worse.
You know what?
Know.
If you're up this morning, what is the best roller coaster you have ever been on?
Oh, you're opening a can of worms right there.
702-739-9636. Think about that because we have to do a few things we think you should know. But think about it. Call in, text in here in a couple of minutes. Sun, clouds, today a stray shower, thunderstorm possible. You got everything going on.
I know, I believe it.
It's like a smorgasbord of weather.
I know, like it or not.
Highs in the mid to upper 90s today, tomorrow 81 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, I think this is cool and it'll come in handy. Listen up, people. These are tips from burglars, from actual burglars on how to protect your home from burglars. Now, this comes from former burglars. Use a wireless alarm system. Put your porch light at least on and hopefully on a timer. Good to have it on a timer. Get a mean guard dog. That is a huge deterrent. And keep your valuables out of your bedroom. First place they go, boom, right into the bedroom. So hide things elsewhere. Put them somewhere. Put them in the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
Do something stupid with them, but keep them out of your bedroom. Really good tips from the professionals, I might add. Burglars.
I'm glad it went that way because I thought you were going to say these are tips from burglars for burglars.
Yes. No.
Okay.
No. These are to protect yourself from being burgled. Okay.
Yeah.
Miller High Life. They are selling. Why do I think Morty would love these ice cream bars that are 5% alcohol, and they're supposed to taste like a dive bar. Not a Dove bar, people, a dive bar. One of the flavors is it has a hint of tobacco smoke in it. And, so you can buy a six-pack. Take this down. It's called TipsyScoop.com.
Oh, boy.
TipsyScoop.com. Yes, what does it taste like? It tastes like a gross dive bar. Yeah.
Wonder if the Double Down, is that what it's called? Double Down?
Double Down Saloon, yeah.
With the ass juice?
Tastes a little bit like, a little bit of smoke and kind of... What do I... Vomit. I think it's vomit it tastes
that
like.
That has to be one of the best dive bars in
Double
Las
Down.
Vegas.
That's a cool... They have some cool bands over at Double Down now, man. Really,
and I say that with the utmost respect.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a trendy place to go now. Yeah. It's very trendy. And there is apparently... I don't know. You tell me, parents, bus drivers. There is a school bus driver shortage throughout the country. So they are... They're looking for bus drivers. They can't keep them. People aren't doing it. I don't know if it's a problem here, but just a heads up. I don't know. Kids, get the hoverboards, maybe. I don't know. Get yourself to school if you can.
Would you be able to do that job?
A school bus
driver?
Hell no. No, I would not.
Just throwing it out there. Okay,
no,
good. I didn't think so either.
No, I don't think. I'd like to think that I could.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a good job, and I think you're doing a good thing trying to get the kids to school, but I don't think I... No, I do not have that patience. Not at all. Because we will pull over right now, okay? We're going to pull over right now until everybody's good, all right?
I can imagine that story on Channel 3.
Yeah, exactly. What? All I did was pull over for 3 hours. Yes, I did. I absolutely did. So sue me.
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Not only is it National Roller Coaster Day today, but also, don't forget, 45 years ago today, Elvis the King, allegedly died.
Left the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he left the building.
45 years ago today. When the Westgate used to be the Hilton, that used to be the International, that's where he performed.
Yeah.
I actually got to do a morning show from his suite over at the Hilton, and it was amazing.
I stayed in that suite. Actually, a friend of mine worked there for a long time, and she won like a weekend in that suite, and it was really cool.
There was an elevator that went right to that suite.
Yeah.
That went right to that suite that only Elvis and the hotel owner had a key to.
Yeah.
So you could go up and down.
Yeah. Luckily, room service does now, too. So that's kind of nice.
And just about everybody
else.
Yes,
that's right.
Where were you 45 years? You know, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I was working in a record warehouse down in Phoenix when I got the news that he had passed away. What about you?
I was working. I was in, where was I? I think, it's so funny you say that. I think I was in Scottsdale, Mike, as I recall. I think I was working in Scottsdale. Yeah.
And despite what he looked like at the end there, everybody was like shocked. Like,
I know.
What?
I know it. I think, Yes. I think like Michael Jackson, it was kind of like you were shocked, but there was a part of you that also was maybe not surprised because you had heard that he was kind of a mess and really was battling some demons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come to find out he definitely was.
Yeah.
Sadly.
45 years ago today, we lost the king, Elvis Presley.
Good morning, this is Elvis Presley.
Hey, good morning, Elvis. How are you?
Good morning, this is Elvis Presley.
Thanks for calling in. All this week, you have a chance to win tickets to go see Melissa Etheridge, one of our favorites.
Yes, she is.
She's going to be at the House of Blues Saturday night. So here you go. And the fun thing about Melissa, first of all, she's always a good time when we have her on the show, but she's the one that even admitted some of her lyrics are misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
You think they say one thing and they say this, but people hear another thing.
Yes, and she had one very, very famous one, To Hell with the Consequence. That's the lyric, but everybody else heard To Hell with the Concert Plan.
I heard that. You heard that.
Yeah, my friend Lynn was the first one who said that. And I actually knew what it was, but it's like, really? Is that what you're hearing?
And even when we talked to Melissa Etheridge about this, she goes, I started hearing it.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so the game this morning is, what are the correct lyrics?
Yes, correct song lyrics.
So starting with caller number 9, if you're up early this morning, want to go see Melissa Etheridge Saturday night, House of Blues, have a chance to win from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Give it a shot. 702-739-9636. And good luck. Kim, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, explain the game, Carla, so she knows what's going on.
Kim, I'm going to give you two choices on song lyrics, okay? And you're going to tell me what the correct song lyric is, okay?
Three out of three, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Number one.
Starship, we built this city on rock and roll, or we built this city on sausage rolls?
Rock and roll.
There
yes,
you go.
Number two.
Sweet dreams are made of these, or sweet dreams are made of this?
I think my connection broke up. Can we try one more time?
Sweet dreams are made of these, or sweet dreams are made of this?
These.
Yes,
all
good
right,
girl.
Number three.
It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not, or it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
If we make it or not.
Yes!
There you go.
Although naked wouldn't be bad.
Yes, exactly. And those are the top things that people have heard in those songs.
Really?
Which they thought.
The Eurythmics, I had to think twice about that.
I know. It might be just in the way they're saying it. There's people. Most people think it's this. Others, second on the list was cheese. Sweet dreams are made of cheese.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're going to see Melissa Etheridge Saturday night over at the House of Blues. You're going to have so much fun. Hang on the line. We'll tell you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gotta pick them up. Jackie Vegas, our friend on the phone. How are you this morning?
Well, happy Tuesday, y'all. Well, how are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
Well, inebriated, medicated, and underrated.
Well, I don't know that that's good.
Yeah, well, two out of three might
yeah, maybe.
Be okay. You okay there, Jackie?
I'm just keeping it honest.
Yes,
keeping
that
it real.
You are. Keeping it real,
I
my
love
friend.
It.
Keeping it real.
Right.
Thanks, Jackie, for checking in.
All right. Later.
Just a little worried about him,
that's
maybe.
That's it? Okay.
Wow.
That's it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Sunshine, clouds. You might even have a chance of a thunderstorm today. High in the mid to upper 90s today and tomorrow. 81 now. Anytime you want to fire off an email or a message to the M&C mailbag, you can do it through our website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 719, here's an email that we got regarding an engagement ring.
Yeah.
And read this.
Hear me on this, if you would, people. So this is very interesting. I don't know if I should say his name, but he said, hey, Mike and Carla, here's one for you. I went to visit my girlfriend at her parents' house. This was just over the past weekend. Pop the question. Everybody very happy, our families especially. But I've been getting grief now from my mother and my two sisters because I use the same engagement ring that I gave my ex-fiance. They think it's tacky, and it was just wrong for me to reuse it. He said, I see nothing wrong with reusing it. I paid about $7,000 for it about 5 years ago. The girl I was engaged to called it off, gave me the ring back. It's a beautiful ring. That's why I bought it, because it was beautiful. I figured I'd get engaged and probably I would be married one day. And I figured the right girl wouldn't really care. She does not know, because I didn't think it was a thing. But everybody else thinks it's disrespectful and she deserves a different ring. By the way, she loves the ring.
Wait a second. So she doesn't know.
No.
But everybody in the family knows.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I know. See.
Well, a couple of things come to mind. Why couldn't he? Maybe he could have, taken the ring back and gotten money and then bought another ring.
Yeah, you're never going to get what you paid for it.
Okay.
That's
all right. That's one
thing.
Argument.
Yeah. I mean, I would venture to say, because most jewelers say, well, you know, we'll give you the weight in gold and
some. Whatever.
I bet he would have gotten a couple thousand, maybe.
Oh.
I know. I mean, I don't know if this is... I understand what he's saying. I bought it because it was a beautiful ring. And some people buy a ring, not necessarily with that person in mind, but this is beautiful.
Yeah.
A person will love this, you know. So I don't...
All right, 702-739-9636, especially women. See, yeah, guys, I get it. I know. Guys don't care.
I know.
Guys go, what's the big deal?
Right. He said, I'm hurt that my family has even made this an issue because I don't feel like I did anything wrong.
Boy, if she finds out from somebody in the family.
I know, and I'm wondering, you know, if she, I don't know if she's going to care or if she's going to care, and then it'll be a whole, why didn't you tell me? You lied to me.
Yeah. Well, if you really, just would have been honest.
Really? Because I paid $7,000 for a ring that you liked up until this minute.
All right. So if you want to text in, that's fine. But if you want to call in, we'd love to hear you. If you found out that your fiance gave you an engagement ring that belonged to somebody else, but she broke off the wedding, would it bother you? Now, phone lines are blowing up. Text lines are blowing up. Russ, what about you? Would it bother your wife?
It wouldn't so much matter that it's something I already had. It would matter that I didn't tell her.
Yeah.
You know, I think he really needs to, like you said, before the family does, it needs to tell her, listen, by the way, I've had this. It's a beautiful ring. If you want to go trade it for something else, sometimes 5 years later, maybe it's worth even more than $7,000. But he needs to give her that option. That would be real embarrassing for her to find out from somebody else.
See, I think she would have more of a problem with that than the ring being given to somebody else first.
Right. Yeah.
Goes, oh, you're right, honey. This is a beautiful ring. No, thank you for being honest. I want to keep it.
Yeah. You know, yeah, she may indeed just say, I don't care. I think it's beautiful.
Right.
You know, thank you.
All right, Russ.
All right. Later.
Text lines blowing up, phone lines, other people on the phone weighing in. We'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes. Got my wife Jody on the phone. Jody, this whole ring thing, would it bother you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there you go. I know. Now,
what if it was beautiful?
I know you say you don't think that guys don't think it's a big deal, but I don't think you would do that.
You're right. I wouldn't do that. But
right. What
if it was just a beautiful ring? Would you even care?
I think you just need to have it reset or something to make it her own.
Oh, there's a good
See,
thought,
that's
actually.
Why I married her.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
She's
right
always
there.
Thinking.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
It's
right. Like,
you know, moving into some other woman's house.
Well, yeah,
you just have to change it to make it your own.
There you go. And we've done that, right? I think we have. Maybe, I don't know. She's done a great job. Well, you've been to the house.
I have,
in the past and now.
Yeah.
And
well, that's a whole, that's kind of a different, it's quite a purchase.
All right. People texting, and we'll get to that here in a second. But Mike's on the phone listening from Iowa on the free KKLZ app. What do you think, Mike?
And I'm old-fashioned, but I say, hey, the woman gave it back to him. It is right for him to do what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting engaged to his mother or his sister.
Oh.
And if his fiance loves it, that's for between them.
That's a good point of view, actually.
Okay.
You're right. He's not marrying anyone else but her.
Right. So only what she thinks matters.
Yes.
Okay, but she doesn't know.
About what she doesn't know.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Mike, have a good day.
Thank you, my friend.
702-739-9636, our text line.
Oh, boy. Well, Paul said, so if your ex-fiance helped you pick out your house, do you have to move? Oh, like I say, that's a big purchase.
Yeah.
I don't know. Paul, there may be people who say, yeah. But, I don't know. Babs, I got to meet you, girl. She said, hey, guys, it's Babs. A $7,000 friggin' ring? She better love the hell out of that ring no matter what. But he has to be honest with her. And she's petty enough for that to bother her? Not the right girl. Sorry, I've been married 38 years. I'm still waiting for a ring I can signal helicopters with. Babs, I love ya. I love ya, exactly. Another listener said it's already a thing. Most women will find it problematic. You bought it for some other woman? It's got bad juju. He wasn't thinking of her when he bought the ring. He cares more about the money. Well, I don't think he cares about the money, but yeah, she might find this used ring problematic. It's interesting to me when women say, well, he's just thinking about the money. Ladies, sorry, just speaking for the guys at the moment, you didn't buy the ring.
You
guys always, you know, and I know sometimes couples will go together on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a lot of money for anybody.
I think guys think more about the money than the women do.
Yes. Yeah.
When it comes to stuff like that, going,
well,
all right, how am I going to afford this?
Yeah.
And what are we going to do?
In the practical sense. And Mike actually just wrote it and said, let me add to what I just said, guys. If mom and sister want to pay him $7,000, maybe then there'd be room for chat.
Oh, okay. One last phone call. Diane, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, he did buy the ring not just because it was beautiful, but he bought it for somebody else. And that's already starting the relationship off poorly because he's not being honest about it. I myself would not want it. I was engaged before I was married, and I gave him the ring back, and he sold it, got most of the money back, and he went to Europe with his friend, had a blast.
Well, that's a smart guy.
Good for him. Yes.
I was happy for him.
That's
so he
cool.
did get the money back for the ring. So, you know, you can always sell it someplace else
right.
and get a lot of money for it. But I think, you know, if he would have had the ring just because he had the ring, that would be different. But he bought it for somebody else and he didn't tell her. He's already starting the relationship off dishonest.
See, I think she's going to have if she finds out,
well, yeah,
first of all, and then finds out that the entire family knew.
Yeah.
That's a whole different issue.
Just embarrassed. It's interesting to me. That's just taboo. Can't do that. But here's my grandma's old ring.
Yeah.
Why don't you take that one? You know? Yeah.
Okay.
That probably was, you know, $70 at the time. It's worth a lot more now. But here you go. Just clean that
All right.
up.
More people calling. More people texting in. We'll take a break and be back. Boy, this topic about the ring is on fire. One more call. Tanya's on the phone. Tanya, tell everybody what happened to you.
I did get another woman's engagement ring.
Oh, really?
Yes, and a matter of fact, 30 years ago.
Now, was it the same ring, or did you do something different to it? It was the same ring.
It was the same ring, but 2 years later, he says, you know, because he looked at it, and he says, I think we need to up the diamond.
Okay.
And I said, and he says, and he had read somewhere where another woman's diamond was bad luck.
Oh, interesting.
He says, I think we need to upgrade the diamond. And we did.
And she's not going to argue with that.
No, that's, honey, if you think that's what we should do, we're doing it.
So she got the ring, she got the guy.
I did not argue one bit.
No.
That's cool, but Tanya, at the time, did you, and you knew? That's very cool.
See, I think that's the real issue.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, if she finds out that.
And we couldn't afford a lot at the time.
Yeah.
And a few years later, we could, so we did. But no, he explained, you know, it was this other person's ring and everything. And after we upgraded it, I happened to run into her public, and I wanted it.
Hey, do you like this? You like this ring?
I have no doubt.
That would be the best, is to have the exact ring. Hey, Julie, look what I have. This is pretty, huh?
Oh, my God. All right.
Look familiar?
Yeah. Tanya, have a great day. Good
Thanks,
call.
Tanya.
You too. Bye-bye.
See, I think women love doing that. If they can flaunt it in front of the
absolutely,
ex.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to read one last text, and this is from Buffy. She said, listen, my two cents to all the women who are complaining about the ring being used by another woman, guess what else was used by another woman? Uh-huh. You're refusing that,
no,
too?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Everybody always asking, you know, you opened for Kathleen Madigan at the Mirage a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Back doing stand-up in Henderson, Bonkers Comedy Club, Las Vegas, inside the venue at the Pass Casino.
Yeah.
We're both going to be out there.
Yeah, who's opening for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
Hello?
Little schmuck.
Little schmuck. Hello. My partner, you, Mike O'Brien, opening the show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a good time. So, right on Water Street there.
I'm hoping that you guys can make it. They have become the comedy mecca of Henderson. So,
in that Tri-City area.
Yes, that's right.
So,
yes.
Looking forward to it. Because a lot of people do. They go, when's Carla, you know, going to do her stand-up? And,
yeah.
And so, this is one of the times.
And, Mike, I think the draw for me and you to see the both of us is free parking.
Yes.
So, there is free parking, by the way.
Free parking bell.
Free parking, yes. Yes, exactly.
If nothing else.
Yes.
Just go out there and park.
Yes. You know what? Come and see the show. Sit in your car, whatever, but it's free. It's mm-hmm. free to park. And you know, again, I think that's a draw.
Yeah. You going to the show? No, I'm just parking.
Just parking. It's free. That's mm-hmm. all. We got sandwiches. We're good. It's going to be a fun show. Now, from what I understand, Mike, they talked to me about this a couple of weeks ago. There are mm-hmm. going to be a couple of drink specials. With our names on them.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yes, and yeah, I know. So
that's
I said,
nice,
I don't know,
so.
How about this and that? So there you go, I know.
Saturday night, we're going to be out in Henderson. Sunshine, clouds today, you got thunderstorms possible. Let's see what happens today. It's always a mishmash mm-hmm. right now, so yeah. Highs in the mid to upper 90s today, tomorrow 84. Got 84, let's get Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, a lot of celebrities seem to do this occasionally. Tom Holland, he has taken a break from social media. He says for his mental health. He said Instagram, Twitter, they're overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And reading things about yourself online can cause you to spiral. And, you know, I understand. So Spider-Man getting off the web, so to speak. No.
Just some of the... A sample of what you're going to hear on Saturday
exactly.
night.
Oh, God, let's hope not. But, yeah, I mean, I get it. Can you imagine being... You know, you're that big. Celebrities, they are that big.
Mm-hmm.
And they have millions of followers. And to hear half of them say, well, you suck or you this or that. It's like, wow, okay, people hate me.
Yeah.
And that's all you see most of the time. You don't even take in the good when you see the bad. Mark Ruffalo. This is interesting. Of course, he's in Marvel movies. But he said he thinks Marvel is better than Star Wars because... If you watch Star Wars, you pretty much get the same version of Star Wars each time.
Oh.
While there's a lot of variety in the Marvel universe. So
I wonder how many other people would take the time to debate.
People out there right now are going, bring it, Ruffalo. Yeah. Bring it. Huh? Yeah. Bring it, man. Brad Pitt says he really wants to settle down with the right partner. Now, a lot of people still pushing that Brad and Jennifer Aniston thing. That's not going to happen.
Never.
And he even said, I would, you know, we're okay, but that's never quite going to be, you know,
what it was.
What people want it to be. Yeah. And maybe even what he'd like. He'd like it to be, and I say in this, the sense of being friends. But he said he'd like to date a creative person who loves privacy. Given that his last relationship with a model ended because of too much media scrutiny.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt can't find a date? I mean, I get it. You're big. You're
somebody,
you know,
who's private, somebody who
yeah.
nobody knows.
I got five women right here. Right here.
I bet.
Oh my God.
And I don't care where you get the ring from.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whose was it? Was it Jennifer Aniston? I'll take it. I don't care. This was Jennifer's ring. Jen Aniston's ring right here.
I love when female celebrities say, I just want a guy who loves me, who's nice and doesn't have to be in the business.
No. And then they break up. Well, he just didn't understand the business.
Right.
You know, okay, whatever. Whatever you think. Drake, I mentioned this because this is pretty
historic. Oh,
yeah, he earned his 30th top five song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Now, he set a new record. He beat out the Beatles, who held the record for 64 years with 29 top five songs. 64 years when I'm 64. Anne Heche's book, you might remember, Call Me Crazy. It was actually a really good book. It's now going for almost $800 on Amazon. It's out of print.
Wow.
So if you can find one, a used one maybe, that's what it's going for. And happy birthday to Madge Madonna.
Whoa, hold on.
Speaking of which, when I'm 64, she
right.
is 64 years old today. Her cone bra now has wadded up tissue in it and some old Werther's shoved in there. But yes, happy
this
birthday.
This lady started out as a dancer, went to New York, went to Paris, came back as a single, and is she hot? This is Madonna.
What are your dreams?
To rule the world.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Madonna.
Song, baby, I cherish
64.
64 years old. You like her, you hate her, whatever. Still love Madonna. I think she's a little out there, but she definitely, she changed some things.
Yeah. All right.
She about did change the world. That is my take, sponsored by Credit One Bank, a credit card company.
By the way, getting back to the Drake thing you had mentioned.
Yes.
He earned his 30th top five song on Billboard Hot 100 chart. That beats the Beatles, who held the record for 64 years, as you said, with 29. Whew. However, for argument's sake, Beatles did it on their own. Drake, of course, scored the record being featured on Staying Alive by, is it DJ?
Khaled.
Khaled?
Yeah, DJ okay. Khaled.
So there you go. And this is the song they're talking about. Back home smoking legal. I got more snacks than the Beatles. Oh! Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
I got more slaps than the Beatles.
Throwing shade.
And I'm sure Paul and Ringo going, I don't even know what that means. Yeah, slaps, he's got more slaps than us. Here's something else interesting, music-wise. I'll just throw this out. Snoop Dogg, by the way, has a new cereal, Snoop Loops.
Yeah, Snoop Loops.
Made it this week in music with, he became only the third artist to have, listen to this, a top 10 hit in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s. Now, again, it happened when his collaboration with Benny Blanco and BTS Bad Decisions broke into the top 10 of the good Billboard Hot 100. So, Snoop the Loop.
Love this song.
Only two other artists have done this in the past four decades. Have any idea who they might be?
Two other artists? Maybe.
We were talking about one off air, Mariah Carey.
Ah, okay. Okay, I was going to say like a super group, a U2 or maybe.
No.
No, okay.
Mariah Carey and Jay-Z.
Ah, okay. Wow, okay.
I would have never guessed.
No, I never would have either. So, wow, okay. Right.
Well, there you go. Some music news for you.
Very cool.
Snoop the Loop and Drake setting new records. All right, we have those tickets for Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo to give away. Tell you how to win those in about 7-8 minutes from now. Chance to win those tickets for Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. Coming to town, we do have tickets to give away from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. It's a music thing this morning, and we dug this up.
Okay.
Just tell us who is on stage with Sting singing. How can you say that you're not responsible? What does he have to do with me? All right, who is that? I knew, would have never expected.
No. The song's driven to tears.
Here it is one more time. Listen real close. Pretty surprising. I think everybody really in the audience was like, wow.
Yeah, that's really cool. And he's done this before, and
he's not known as a singer, more so an actor. But if you can tell us who was singing right there, starting with caller number 9, you got tickets for Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. All right, I'm going to play it one more time. Here it is. How can you say that you're not responsible?
One album, this person.
But still not known.
Not at all. Okay. This was probably 16, 17 years ago.
702-739-9636. If you are the correct caller with the right answer, you are a winner. Good luck. Give you a chance to win these tickets. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. All you have to do is identify correctly the mystery celebrity singer. Here it is. You know, right at the beginning, it sounds like he talks. That might give
you
it
think
away.
So? It doesn't to me, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michelle's on the phone. Can you do it? Name the celebrity.
I think it's Robert Downey Jr.
Yes! Good job. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That was actually from a while ago. And apparently he's done it, you know, a few times along the way with Sting.
And you said he put out an album, a solo album.
He did in like 2004.
Wow.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. I know. He sounds great.
He
sounds
does.
Great.
All right. You got the tickets. You're going to see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo at the Pearl Concert Theater inside the Palms. This is happening September 3rd. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. They're from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Next chance to win, by the way, with Wendy Rush. Or go on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com for a second chance to win.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Turn that down. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. We're always looking for a record, a world record for Carla to beat.
Yeah.
And I think
this
has your name written all over it. A man in South Carolina trying to break his own speed record by driving a golf cart 150 miles per hour.
Those even go that fast.
Yeah.
Is he souping it up? He's got to be souping it up.
It's a customized cart.
Okay, okay. Wow.
He attempted to break his own record by going over 119 miles per hour. And here's Robbie Steen talking about the record-setting attempt.
Realistically, everything happens so quick, you don't really have time to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, happens. Yeah.
119 okay. miles per hour in a golf cart.
Okay, then.
So.
Wow. He must have been drunk when he came up with that idea. I'm sorry.
Or his kid.
Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Right?
Okay, I can do it. I'll do it.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll just soup this up, put I don't even know what engines are. Yeah. Three, I don't know. Whatever you're putting in there, I don't know what it is. Here, you want one?
No, I got one. A guy in Pennsylvania arrested last month after stealing $32.45 worth of Axe body spray. What is that, a can or a...
It's probably 4 or 5 cans. Yeah.
So now, since he had 2 prior convictions on his record, it's been boosted to a felony. Oh, well, that's big trouble right there.
Well.
Just for the Axe body spray. Does he really believe the commercials?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's single, though, Mike. Gonna stay single now.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
don't.
Boy.
Guys, that stuff. Wow. Okay.
It doesn't work like that?
Ooh-wee, that stuff's, yeah, little bit goes a long way. How about that? Let's
okay,
just
like
say that.
High karate used to?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Remember how you guys would wear that? You have to fight the women off.
Yeah, that's right.
With karate.
Yes, high karate.
With karate.
High karate. That's
yes.
right. Yes, Ross. Ungami.
Yeah.
Listen, a woman from Australia took out a full-page ad in a paper to expose her cheating partner. The ad read, "Dear Steve, hope you're happy with her. Now the whole town will know what a filthy cheater you are."
Oh, boy.
From Jenny, "P.S. I bought this ad using your credit card." So,
well, that's just great.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha, Steve.
Insult to injury.
Yeah. And check this out. I think we know this woman. DC, she's out of. Her name's Nina. She's been fired twice now, Mike, because she's too attractive for the workplace.
Oh.
She has an hourglass figure that she says distracts coworkers.
Yeah.
She said, "I was reprimanded twice at 2 different offices for dressing inappropriately. It's just my shape. I learned no matter how appropriately I'm dressed, my body is so distracting that I will never be dressed appropriately enough for the workplace." So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Poor Nina, huh? Poor Nina. I'm pretty sure she's going to be okay.
You think so?
Pretty sure she's going to be okay.
Somebody might pick her up on waivers or something. And
yeah, listen, you poor, unfortunate, too hot for the office woman. Come here. I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
You come work for me in my factory. Okay, no, put on the jumpsuit. And yeah, there you go, and your bandana. Nobody will notice. How about that? But, you know, you're also smart, so that's going to stand in your way. It's Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that work day off on a little more positive note. Cool story. Out, near Boston. Saturday, couple got married on an island near Boston. But it almost didn't happen. The bride was already at the venue, but the groom and the groomsmen were waiting for the last ferry, but it broke down. So a cop helped them out. An officer with the Boston Harbor Patrol used his boat to take them all across to the island so they could get married. Turned out the DJ, florist, wedding photographer, they all needed a ride because the ferry broke down. So they all hopped on as well. And this, he's an officer, a police officer, who's on Harbor Patrol. He pretty much saved the day.
Wow.
I know. Of course, the girls were there because they're always there early. Yeah. They got to do hair and makeup and yippity-yap. So, yeah.
And I wonder if the groom said, no, take these people first.
I know. Yeah, you guys go ahead. Yeah. You go ahead.
Love
you
gotta, it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, go ahead. Just send it off to the Mike and Carla mailbag through our website, 96.3kklz.com. That about does it for us. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have that those tickets for Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo to give away at about 12:40. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.